Oh, goody, goody, you're waking up. Hello, welcome back. You've been out for a bit, not too long, don't worry. I was very careful with you, was very sweet, made sure to be very gentle. Moving you away from your group. None of them even woke up. I dragged you out of your little camp and they didn't rouse. You seem confused. It's okay. You're not lost. You're right where you're supposed to be. Right here, with me. When your group decided to walk into my cave and start exploring like they owned the place, I made the decision right then and there. Your little group would be allowed to explore for some compensation. Nothing big, just a little something in return. Nothing too extreme. So, while you were sleeping, I entered your camp. Silent as a mouse, I crept around, looking at everyone, taking in everyone's features, and I landed on you. You are exactly what I was looking for. So, with a little help from a potion, it was easy to take you further into the cave. Further away from your group and closer to me. You only woke up once we arrived here. I placed a little smelling salt underneath your nose. That did the trick right away. And now we're here. With you staring up at me like I'm some kind of a monster. What? Have you never seen a lizard woman before? Well, now you have. You can take all of me in. From my scaly green skin to my long forked tongue. This isn't something out of your imagination. I'm real. You're really in a cave, far away from your group, with a random stranger. You aren't dreaming, little one. You've been brought even deeper into the cave. Far, far away from your friends, and none of them are even the wiser. I really thought it would have been harder considering you're all trained adventurers, but it seems that tonight was the one night you went and forwent that watch duty. How lucky for me. Now, if you're good for me and play your cards right, I might even return you to them in the morning. None of them the wiser, and this night can stay a secret just between the two of us. Though, if you're going to be naughty, I have ways of dealing with that too. Are you going to behave yourself for me, little one? I like that look in your eyes. A little bit of fear, a little bit of curiosity. Are you trying to buy time with me until your group comes and rescues you? Because if you are, I know something that you don't know. What? Oh, I know you think you know your friends. You want to believe that they love you and they would do anything to get you back. As soon as someone wakes up to go to the bathroom, they're going to notice that you're missing. And then everyone gets up and decides to start looking for you, right? Gosh, you're just so adorable. They aren't going to be waking up until the morning. That was the help of another little potion of mine. There's so many helpful herbs in these caves. I'll teach you how to use them if you want. But first, we have more pressing matters, don't we? Of course we do. The matter at hand is what I want from you, little one. As I said, I made a deal with you folks, whether you realized it or not. In exchange for exploring my home, I just want something in return. Something small. Considering this is my cave, and this is the place that I call home, I didn't think that it would be too much to ask for a little something in return. Out of everyone in your little group, you happen to tickle my fancy the most. Considering the rest of your party, it makes sense. You've got some good-looking members, but none of them can compare to you. You're exactly what I've been looking for. I thought I was going to suffer through another one of these alone, but now I don't have to. I have you, and you want to help me out, don't you? That's right. Of course you do. Look at you, so obedient. It's cute. I would have thought you would be the leader of your group, considering your prowess on the battlefield, but you're not, are you? No, that's too much responsibility for a little one like yourself. You're much better at doing what you're told, taking orders like a good little soldier, right? Oh, you're even more perfect than I originally thought, little one. I picked correctly with you. So I'll make you a deal. Just you. I've taken a liking to you. Consider it a little thank you for coming along with me. I want to give you some peace of mind. So, if you agree to do whatever I tell you tonight, I'll return you to your group, and you'll be free to explore the rest of the cave without another visit from me. Deal? Just saying deal doesn't seal it, little one. You've got to know that. You've been dealing with magic long enough. The gift of words does nothing for a deal. There needs to be a physical act, sealing the two of us together, bonding us until the deal is fulfilled. What I need from you, little one, is a kiss. That's all. Will you allow me to kiss you? Thank you, little one. There. Now I have to be a woman of my word. Otherwise, there will be some kind of punishment for me. But it is just a peace of mind for you, little one. I know how many thoughts can be racing through a head like yours. Magic users always overthink things. But that's okay. You're not here for that reason. You're here for me. To do what you're told, right? Then let's see how obedient you can be, little one.